Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome, welcome everyone, and thank you so much for staying with us. I do want to remind you, we are 6 to 7 and then 7 to 8, and I hope that we've had a lot of people stay with us. We've been talking about really great stuff, and we've got really amazing guests again on right now. I shared it in our early show, and I'm so excited to have Dr. Sue Johnson staying with us here and joining us, and her book, Hold Me Tight, 7 Conversations for a Lifetime of Love. I'm reading her book. I'm almost all the way through. I can't wait to ask her questions. But not only that, this is something that can change your life. My husband and I are reading this. And she's
I'm done impressed. Amazing. Her husband too?
Yeah, no, I'm serious. Yay. Yeah, I love when, you know, we're doing couple reading now. So anyways, I'm really excited about that. I do want to remind everybody our phone number here, 419-0008. Write that number down, 419-0008. If you have any questions, you can always call us. I do want to remind you of our 2 o'clock show right here. We are going to have our recovery, and there's Recovery for Life. And I'm so glad we've got amazing guests joining us on that one, too. Again, if you are at home and you want to stay there and you don't want to get into the car and you don't have a radio, you can listen to us on dynamictalkradio.com. Also, join us and follow us on Facebook and Twitter to stay connected and more chances to win. Tom, do you want to talk about really quick what we have to give away?
Great prizes. Ronald Reagan Presidential Library, amazing automobiles, still there. Along with that, Stomp, my favorite, the Fred Cavalli Theater. That's the Thousand Oaks Civic Arts Plaza. Harlem Globetrotters are coming into town, and they will be playing basketball and having fun in Santa Barbara on February 11th. The Last 5 Years is the latest play put on by the Rubicon Theater. Kim, you've seen that. You loved
it. Yeah, it was amazing.
Another excellent play is Hairspray, the musical, Simi Valley Cultural Arts Center.
Can't wait to see that, too.
Another good one. Laugh Out Loud Comedy, stand-up comedy at its best in Thousand Oaks. Jason Love is the host. Many, many comedians coming to that, and that's at the Westlake Village Twin
Theaters. They also have one in Camarillo, so whatever one you want to go to, we got tickets.
Spanning the globe. Shen Yun, 2015, tickets for the Thousand Oaks Civic Arts Plaza, and that is a 5,000-year-old Chinese instrument blending with a 40-piece Western orchestra. Finally, Caneo Players, another great play. They do an excellent, excellent job there in Caneo Valley, right near the golf course. How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying. Those are the prizes.
There you go. Also, Valentine's Day is right around the corner, and I've got some amazing things that I am trying to get out there. I want to remind you about our show here. Is all you have to do is call up and leave your name and number, and one of the team members will get back with you. You will not have a live person answer, but we want to make sure that we can get as many calls so that we can share all these great things with you. So all you have to do is call 419-0008, and one of the team members will get back with you. We've got a 2-night stay over at the Sheraton. We've got Pete's Breakfast, which was hot last week. People called in all the time. Mission Oaks Cafe, a great Super Bowl. They've got wine pairing. They've got breakfast, lunch, and dinner. They are an amazing new place that we are just going to be talking about. Lures House, Fish House, we got lots of that. The Perfect Bite Cake Balls, a great present for you, or she can do any of your functions. Tell me, you're going to be special when you got these little cake bites out there for all your guests. Kate and Lace gift card, we've got that. We've got roses and tulip flowers arrangement from a secret garden in Ventura. And then, of course, a spa gift certificate from Shanique Austin, and that's over at Panache. And it's a deluxe facial with relaxing shoulder an arm massage that includes chocolate-covered strawberries and a glass of champagne. Also, we've got a month of adult Camarillo yoga center, and that's a gift certificate for that. And then Soma's Nut House, that's a gift for everyone and anyone. And then we've got a bracelet from Soto Boutique over in Westlake. We've got lots of stuff to give away, so start calling in right now, 419 408-419-0008, and you can be entered to win one of those things that we're talking about here. Our first guest is Dr. Sue Johnson, and she's got her book. Actually, she has a new book out now, but we're going to talk about this one first. Hold Me Tight, Seven Conversations for a Lifetime of Love. Also joining us is author Esther Blum, the author of Cave Women, Don't Get Fat, and it's a paleo chic diet for rapid results. With that, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. Let's bring Dr. Sue Johnson on. Dr. Johnson, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi, Kim.
Oh, I'm so excited to have you. I know we missed you the last time, and I'm so glad to have you back. Thank you so much. And if you could just tell our listeners a little bit about you, and I already want you back for your new book. So I'm just going to put that out there. So anyways.
Sure. I'm a clinical psychologist and a researcher up in Canada at the university here and also in the Alliant University in San Diego. And I've spent 30 years studying how to help distressed couples repair their relationship and not only just not get into conflict anymore, but create more secure bonds. And in that book, Hold Me Tight, I decided that it was crazy to leave all this good information and all our new ways of understanding love and how to help shape love. I just couldn't bear to leave it in the sort of libraries and in the research studies anymore. So I wrote Hold Me Tight to really tell people about these ways we have of understanding love and bonding, and really help them have the same conversations that couples have over these 30 years of research studies we've done that we know can transform their relationships.
That's so interesting. And I do want to remind everybody that we have Sherry Gaba in our studio. She's a therapist. And Dr. Tracy Bennett is another therapist, right? Mm-hmm. And Tom Spence. But you know what's interesting is, I just kind of want to back up on this, is you actually videotape different couples, correct?
Yes. That's how we learned how. We just videotaped all kinds of couples and watched how they got stuck, how they pushed each other away. And then we watched how they brought each other together. And over the years, we got so clear about all the patterns and how people did push each other away, but how they could also learn how to pull each other close. It just got clearer and clearer to the point where now we spend most of our life going all over the world and training therapists to do this. But it's something that every couple needs to know about. It's really a revolution that's happening in our ways of understanding love. And you're right, I have a new book called Love Sense, The Revolutionary New Science of Romantic Relationships, and I talk about that revolution in there. But the stuff about this that's great is it's really good news, because it basically says we can understand love. We don't just have to fall in and fall out. We can understand it. We can shape it. And that's good news for everybody.
It really is good news. And, you know, I have to say, is I've always said this, is we all come from different families, you know, and different upbringings. So we bring a lot of our learned things into a relationship.
Yes.
And then we have to figure out, oh, that's not working so good for us, right?
I think of that movie that was, maybe you're familiar with this. Hi, this is Sherry Gaba. The movie that was with Michelle Pfeiffer and Bruce Willis.
Yes.
And they bring in their parents. You know, there's like a scene and they're like talking in bed and both their parents are in bed with them.
Oh,
yes. Because that's really what we're bringing, right?
Yes, that's right. And, you know, we all get used to communicating in a certain way, talking about our needs in a certain way, protecting ourselves when we get threatened in a certain way. And the trouble is, you know, we don't even know we're doing that. It's just kind of automatic. And the tricky part is that when we start dancing with our partner, some of those old ways we have really don't make sense to our partner, and they start to freak our partner out. And
so what about picking a partner, Dr. Johnson? What do you think are the things we want to look for in a partner that are really important?
That's a really interesting question. And if you look, everybody's got an opinion about that, but if you look at all this new science that's just come out in the last 15 years, I mean, what is really clear is that it's not something they just fill in all kinds of questionnaires like they do on the dating site. It's something that happens between two people when they come together. It's how safe they feel together, how connected they feel, how they listen to each other. Really, the big question in love is always, are you there for me? Are you accessible to me? Do you give me attention? Do you connect with me? Do you feel safe so that you might be somebody that I could learn to depend on? That's the big question. So it's kind of emotional responsiveness that's really the key here. You know, you might go on a date with someone who you say, oh, well, you know, I like tall men and he's small. And, you know, I like blonde men and he's dark. But then somehow in the conversation, he starts to listen to you and lean forward. And when you talk about your emotions, he picks them up and he responds to them. And you suddenly start to feel really
connected.
Safe with this man.
So I have a question, too, and I is that, you know, I work a lot in addictions. And, you know, we have a recovery show later in the day at 2 p.m. And often, you know, couples are getting together. One is may have a history of addiction, may still be using or not, or drinking. What do you say to those couples, you know, that come in and they just have no trust now that person, I mean, they may be
great question.
You know, and
that's
of course,
a really good question. And usually what we say to them is, you really do have to look at the addiction, because it's kind of like an addiction. It's like an affair. You know, you're having an affair with the bottle. You're having an affair with the drug. You're turning to the bottle and the drug to deal with your feelings instead of your partner. So what we say to people is, if you're willing to see it that way, and you're willing to see the cost of the addiction, and you're willing to deal with it and go into addiction treatment, we'll work with you in your relationship. But if you're not, then it's kind of tricky, because we can work very hard with you, with your partner, but in the end, this behavior, this turning away into something else, is going to undermine everything we do. So that's kind of how we deal with it.
Wow. You know, I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to the second hour of the Kim Pagano Show. We are 6 to 7, 7 to 8, and our phone number here is 419-0008. We're talking with Dr. Sue Johnson. What an honor. Her book, Hold Me Tight, Seven Conversations for a Lifetime of Love, and now her new book, Love Sense. You talk about emotionally focused couple therapy. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes. We call it that because when we put it together, the old way of thinking was that emotions were kind of too dangerous, and what you had to do was get distressed couples not to talk about their emotions. But what we've understood for the years is you can't do that. Your emotion is the music of the dance of love. You can't not talk about your emotions. So we help couples learn how to make sense of their emotions, why they're so important, how to understand the impact they have on each other, and how to talk about their emotions in a way that pulls the other person towards them. You know, how to talk from their soft emotions, from their fears, from their sadnesses, instead of talking from anger all the time or just numbing out. And what people don't understand is when they numb out in relationships, they shut their partner out. And that basically drives their partner crazy. You just can't do that in a love relationship. So we really help people understand their emotions and learn how to deal with them positively, so they can send these emotional signals that make it easy for the other person to come close.
Hi, Dr. Johnson, I have a question for you. I'm a clinical psychologist in private practice, and I treat a lot of couples. And I notice you're endorsed by John Gottman, who is one of my heroes of couples therapy. And it seems to me, just by the title of your book, Hold Me Tight, one of my favorite things about Dr. Gottman is he's really good at teaching couples how to build the friendship, not just, you know, analyze fights and go through the negativity, but how do you incorporate that positivity in your book?
Oh, well, John and I are great friends, and we argue about this all the time. Basically, we don't really... Of course, love is a friendship, but the way we see it is it's a lot more than that. And I think the power of our approach, which has got about 16 outcome studies on it now, and really good results over a long period of time, the power of our approach is that we see love, romantic love, as bonding, as an attachment bond. And these conversations I'm talking about, where people learn how to reach for each other and share and soothe each other and connect with each other, are massively powerful. That's why I actually called the book Hold Me Tight, because we call the conversations that people can have towards the end of EFT hold me tight conversations, and we can tape them, we can code them. They predict that people are doing really well at the end of therapy and also 2 or 3 years later. And, you know, those conversations are so powerful and so positive for people. It's almost like we all have this deep longing to connect that's wired into our brain. And these conversations plug into that longing so that people can ask for what they need in a way that perhaps they've never done in their life, and that their partner understands how to respond. This is, you know, this is really kind of primitive joy. This is sort of like, you know, this is the answer to the longing that's built into our brain.
So what you're really talking about, Dr. Johnson, is sort of reparenting what we might not have gotten as a child.
You could see it that way. It our experience of this is it really grows people. You know, this kind of connection, which sometimes we framed as, oh, being needy, I think that's the wrong way to think about it, because our experience and the research says that when couples can give each other this kind of connection, they both get stronger. They feel better about themselves, they're more confident, they're better at getting what they want out in the world. There's some great research on that. They're stronger. You know, love makes us stronger.
Yeah, I always think of relationship as a teeter-totter. You know, when you're down, hopefully the other person's, you know, trying to pull you up and vice versa. You know, you talk about forgiving injuries in your book. Talk to us a little bit about that. And do you think that, you know, infidelity or problems in a marriage, can you forgive and go on?
Yes, you can forgive. And you can, and I don't know about going on. I think it's a new relationship, but you can forgive. But our research projects that we did on this say that, you know, you can't just sweep hurts under the rug. You can't just hope they'll go away. They won't. Your brain holds on to them because they're danger cues. You know that something bad happened. You don't want it to happen again. But we do know how to help couples do that, and it's a special kind of hold me tight conversation. That's all based on understanding what was happening in the relationship at the time of the injury and really going back into that injury and kind of turning it around so that the injured partner knows how to help the other person tune into their pain, and that person who did the injury understands what that person needs for healing and can respond to them. We see couples heal from affairs and from other kinds of hurts where, you know, one of the hurts in relationships is when you really want your partner to be there for you because you're sick or you're really sad, maybe your parent died or something, and the other partner just doesn't know what to do and how to comfort you, and right at a time when you need them, you find yourself alone. Those moments, if couples can't heal them, they really get in the way of closeness. So, yes, that's an important thing that we've learned, is how to help couples move into forgiveness, because you have to restore that trust. You can't, you know, it's not just going to disappear, that kind of injury. You have to help people restore it.
I love it. I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us here at the Kim Pagano Show. We're talking with Dr. Sue Johnson, her book, Hold Me Tight, 7 Conversations for a Lifetime of Love. I know, I just want you to highlight on demon dialogue. And that was one of the things I have to tell you. You know, my husband and I, we were reading through it and I was like, oh, this is more painful than it. You know, I mean, there are times that you have to kind of go, okay, wait a minute. But talk to us a little bit about that.
Yeah. Well, that demon dialogues is my word for the patterns that couples get stuck in. And, you know, some of this is, we've observed the same thing as John Gottman, but we see it a little differently. What we see it as is a kind of bonding crisis. So the classic pattern in North America is, in distress, is one person starts to demand and get angry and complain, and the other person turns away and protects themselves and withdraws. And the trouble with that one is it sets up a real conflict pattern where the more the person demands, the more the other person withdraws, and it goes on and on and on. But what we understand is that most of the time that comes out of a sense of disconnection. It's like the conflict is just the inflammation. The virus is the disconnection. And that usually if you look, if you listen underneath the anger, the person who's angry can be talking about anything, you know, kids or money. But if you really listen to the emotional message, the person's saying, where are you? Where are you? I don't think I matter to you. I can't find you. I'm getting scared here. I'm feeling all by myself.
The abandoned feeling.
Yes.
Yes.
And if you help couples understand the music that's going on in those negative dances, they start to be able to tune in on a whole different level. You know, and it's very fascinating. It's like we can get so caught in these negative dances. They just take us over. We don't even understand why we are acting the way we are. We're just caught in this pattern. So we help couples see the pattern. We help couples understand the emotions that are buried in the pattern and help them tune into those emotions in a different way. So suddenly, you know, in our sessions, somebody will start to be able to say, well, I don't really know why I'm so angry. I am angry. But the bottom line is, in the moment before I get so angry with you and find all these things to complain about, I feel alone.
So I want to just go back to, I know this is a couple's conversation, but let's say you have someone, a listener out there that's single. You know, it's all about preventative. Like if you're going to eventually be in a relationship, you know, these are great skills to have. But what can someone do who's single, who wants that feeling of self, of soothing, of having that, you know, connection, but they're single, you know? I mean, where can they go for those?
I think that's a good question. And if you understand, you know, all my work comes out of the science of bonding that's happened in the last 15 years. And one of the things that that science tells us is that most of us, many of us, if we really look inside and calm ourselves and look inside, we do have moments and memories and whole stories of people that we've connected with. And if we understand how important those stories are and we can tune into them, they're almost like the natural way that our brain soothes itself. So, for example, I'll give you a good example. I travel all the time teaching therapists all over the world, and I developed an airplane phobia. And I tried all kinds of things to get rid of it. And in the end, I found that the thing that helped me most was listening to my husband's voice inside my head and listening to him reassuring me as the plane took off. And, you know, individuals can do that. You know, the Dalai Lama, if you listen to him, he talks all the time about sensing his mother's love, tuning into his mother's love and sensing it and it calming him. Some people actually who have sort of increased their spirituality can even think about God like that.
I love that, you know, because...
You know what, thank you so much for sharing that with us. I mean, really, that is huge.
Yeah, I mean, I can share here, you know, people know that my dad passed away. I was very bonded to him, and he really was. And being single, you know, him being gone was really, it's been very painful, but... his voice is on our commercial, our Soba commercial, and I don't mind sharing that. And so every time I come here, it's like my neurons light up because I get to hear my dad's voice.
Oh, my God. And you know what? And that is such a, like, because when I hear my dad, he's like, hey, honey, how are you?
Honey, that's right.
My God,
missed that.
You know? Mm-hmm. What I want to wrap up, and I would love to have you back. This has been such an amazing, what are some practical strategies for improving marriages that you can help my listeners?
Or relationships.
Relationships.
Well, I think... one of the most important things is for us to think about what it is we really need. And, you know, that's really why I wrote these two books, Hold Me Tight and Love Sense, is I think we've got real confused about that. And we've taught people that actually when you're an adult, you shouldn't even need this kind of comfort and support and caring, which is completely wrong, according to the research. So one of the big things I think people can do is really think about what it is they need. And how hard it is sometimes to actually tell our partner what it is we need. We'll do anything, you know, we'll complain about anything rather than just taking the risk of turning to our partner and saying, you know, I somehow just feel down and I'm feeling defeated at work and I just need you to reassure me and tell me that I'm your special one, even if I'm not going to get this new job. That's what I need. And it's a bit weird for me to ask you this, but that's what I need. I mean, that if you can do that, it's a big deal. It's a real sort of brick in a really good relationship, but just to think about what it is we really need and learn how to share our softer emotions, to think about that. And, of course, to understand love, which is, you know, hey, it's the first time in human history we can actually say we understand something about love.
I love it. I love it. I'd love to have you back again, Dr. Sue Johnson.
It was fun.
Where do we find your book? And I want you to come back and talk about your new book, Love Sense.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks so much.
Where can everybody get your book?
Oh, you can get it on. You can get it from Amazon. You can get it from Barnes & Noble. You can get it almost everywhere.
I love it. Thank you so much again.
Thank you. Nice talking to you.
You got it. We are going to take a really quick break, and you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life on the 805. And our next guest, Esther Blum, Cave Woman Don't Get Fat. I want to find out how to eat paleo. And it's going to happen rapidly is the way she talks about it in her book. So I'm excited to be talking about that. Let's give away some stuff here. In fact, we'll give away something that Tom loves, Stomp. And we've got tickets for February 11th and 12th. That is in Thousand Oaks. But then February 9th, Santa Barbara at the Granada Theater, another great theater out there. Call us right now, 419-0008. Also, let's give away some roses and tulips for Valentine's Day we've got coming up. And that's from a secret garden in Ventura, California, right here. So definitely, they ship to all over, but you can get your flowers there for your loved ones or just somebody special that makes a difference in your day. So with that, stay with us. We'll be right back. Again, I want to just tell you the phone number here, 419-0008, 419-0008.
Do you know someone suffering from addiction? Call 866-547-6451 or visit us on the web at SoberMalibu.com today. Sober Recovery Center is the only Joint Commission accredited addiction treatment center in Malibu. At the Sober Recovery Center, we treat the underlying psychological disorders and the symptoms of addiction. We live by the creed that one size does not fit all. The bottom line is we provide treatment that works for you or your loved one. Call 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com for immediate help for any drug or alcohol problem. Our expert team is committed to helping develop a customized program to ensure your recovery experience is life-changing. The SRC program is the only affordable program to offer such a high quality of care with so many therapies from renowned therapists. Our therapists and doctors will assist you by providing the necessary tools to manage your life and address the issues that have plagued you. Counselors are ready to help you and your loved ones 24 hours a day. That's 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com today. Help is just a call away at 866-547-6451.
When it comes to traditions, Somas Nut House comes to mind. Nuts, candies, trail mix, dried fruit and gift baskets are affordable for all your needs. Also perfect for your corporate clients. Available online and can be shipped anywhere in the U.S. at www.somasnuthouse.com. Somas Nut House is a landmark in Ventura County and was founded by Stephen Resnick and his parents. Grandma Resnick is now 100 years young, and she continues to provide input to grandchildren, Rebecca and Jeremy, as they carry on this family tradition at Somas Nut House, located at 4475 Los Angeles Avenue, right off the 118 in Somas. Call Somas Nut House at 1-800-266-NUTS. That's 1-800-266-NUTS. That's right. Everyone needs nuts in their life. Have you always wanted to meditate but weren't sure where to begin? In our frantic 24/7 world, managing stress is a new necessity. Audrey Walzer, director of the Camarillo Yoga Center, has taught hundreds of people in the 805 the fundamentals of non-religious mindfulness meditation, which is scientifically proven to downregulate the stress response. Visit the mindfulness page at www.camarilloyoga.com and listen to what people have to say about Audrey's remarkable 9-week mindfulness course, beginning soon. Make a healthy, balanced life your project for 2015. www.camarilloyoga.com.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here on our extended hour. And again, we are from 6 to 7 and 7 to 8, and then again from 2 to 3. We got Sherry Gaba here. I was talking to Jennifer, and she's out on Super Bowl partying.
So
but
fun.
I do want to mention her out there, and I love having her in here, too. But, you know, it's funny. It's like Super Bowl weekend. Do you do anything for Super Bowl weekend?
You know, I think I may be going to a restaurant with my mom, possibly my daughter and her boyfriend.
That might
be kind of fun. That was something my mom and dad did together, so she already got it started. Like, come on, let's plan something.
Oh, good for you.
Well, good Mission, for her, really.
Yeah, Mission Oaks Cafe, they've got a whole thing going on over there, and so I would love to give away a gift certificate to that. Over there at Mission Oaks Cafe. So give us a call right now, 419-0008, and, you know, we can give that away for this weekend. Also, let's see, what else do we want to give away? How about Pete's Breakfast? It's about, don't you love to go have a good breakfast somewhere?
Absolutely.
I'm telling you, they said that I've had their breakfast there, but I'm telling you, we got so many people calling in for that. So give us a call right now, 419.
Is it just a breakfast place?
No, it's breakfast and lunch. But it's really good. So anyways, definitely give us a call and you can win that. And also, let's give some Camelot tickets away. And that's over at the Granada in Santa Barbara. And that's January 20th and 21st. So give us a call. And we will get those out to you.
And about the Super Bowl, just, you know, want to put it out there. Watch your drinking.
Yep.
You know, because that is a big drinking day.
That is.
Huge.
I like the appetizers.
Actually, I have actually read that there's more domestic violence on Super Bowl Sunday than any
really?
Other day. Well, yeah, you know, because domestic violence goes with drinking. So just be aware.
There you go. Well, I do want to bring our next guest on, Esther Blum. And she's been on our show before, Cave Women Don't Get Fat. And she's going to be talking about the paleo chic diet, and it's for rapid results. Maybe this one will work. So, Esther, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hey, gals. How you doing?
Good. Hey. How are you?
Good.
So, okay, do you eat this way?
Yes, I do. I never wanted to be a paleo cave girl, actually. I was gluten and dairy free for a long time, but giving up grains was hard for me. But I had developed this wicked postpartum insomnia after my son was born, and I went paleo because I had to figure out how to get through the day and how to really fuel my energy and support my adrenal glands and be mentally clear.
Oh, I want that one. Something that will support my adrenal glands, because that's your stress hormones, correct?
Yeah, that's your cortisol. And that's, you know, also when you don't sleep, you really don't make much stomach acid. So, you know, you have to get on a whole foods diet. That's really
so what is digest. A paleo diet?
Yeah, it's
a
like
paleo diet. It's a primal diet. It's a hunter-gatherer diet. It's foods that either run, fly, swim, or grow from the ground. So, meaning it doesn't have grains and it doesn't have dairy. It's got lots of protein, fish, chicken, eggs, turkey, grass-fed meats, whenever possible, bone broth, and it's greens and vegetables and fruit, and getting your starches from roots and tubers.
So no pasta, rice, or potatoes, or bread.
Well, you can do pasta from shirataki mushrooms, or you can do pasta from zucchini.
Where do you get the pasta from shirataki mushrooms?
And zucchini.
I go to Whole Foods, has it.
Oh, we've been talking about, zucchini. Oh, and where do you get it online?
Shirataki mushrooms?
Yeah.
I just do a Google search. And
that's interesting.
I don't have a specific
Whole
website.
Foods has the mushroom and the zucchini pasta?
Well, no. Zucchini pasta, you just take fresh zucchini, you slice the ends off, and you run it through a spiralizer. You can get on, you know, Amazon. It's called a spiralizer. And I have a video, actually. If you just Google Esther Blum zucchini pasta, like, my video comes up and shows you how to do it. And you top it with marinara sauce, or you could do vegan marinara, or you could do meat-based marinara, and it's absolutely delicious. You don't have to cook it. You just spiralize it. And if you have time, drain the fluid out, and then just put the meat sauce on.
Now, is that like spaghetti squash?
Spaghetti squash they're similar, but spaghetti squash, you can't really make a pasta, like a spiralized pasta. But, if you steam it in some water in the oven, and then you just take your fork and lift it out, and right. it's got a nice stringy texture that really holds up to the balls.
How do you cook yours?
Just microwave it.
Yeah. And then, how do you cook yours, Esther?
Me, I put it in a pan face down. I scoop out the seeds, and I put, you know, an inch or two of water, and I'll just cook it in the oven for half an hour.
The biggest problem is cutting it. I swear to God.
Yeah,
you
it
like
is really
need
hard.
You need, like, someone strong to cut it.
I know. Or a really sharp knife.
There you go. So, okay, so what is the three steps to plan for a paleo chic diet?
Okay, well, first there's the paleo detox, and that's a two-week plan where I help really reset your hormones and your blood sugar and your mood and your cravings. And that is a diet that is protein, fat, fruit, and vegetables. So in the morning, you know, you could have steak with nuts and avocado and berries, or you could have a vegetable omelet. If you don't eat any of those things, you can have a smoothie. You could have some poached salmon with tomatoes and avocados. Lunch would be a big salad, lots of protein and avocado sliced up. And olive oil and lemon juice. And dinner would be fish, turkey, meat, chicken, and vegetables.
So I'm wondering, Esther, this is almost sounding like the old-fashioned Atkins diet, where a lot of protein?
It's not, because the Atkins doesn't even allow fruit in the beginning. And I'm not, you know, and the biggest misconception is they say, paleo is no carb. No, paleo is no refined sugar and starch, but it's still carbohydrates from fruits and vegetables. So, yes, you're going to be a lower carb diet for 2 weeks, and then you're going to start adding in. I help people find their own unique carbohydrate tolerance, okay, because everyone's carb tolerance varies where they are in their cycle, where they are in their age, menopause, perimenopause. So I do a paleo reset diet, and you take a half a cup of a cooked root or tuber, you know, winter squash, sweet potato, and you add in a half a cup serving per day for 1 week, okay? So at dinner, you're going to add in a starch, for example, or after your workout breakfast.
So fruit then doesn't come still, till the reset? It's not the first detox?
Detox is no starch other than fruits and vegetables.
Oh, you still have fruit in the detox. Okay.
Yes, that's why it's not Atkins at all.
Got it.
People compare it to Atkins, so I'm like, it's really no.
I'm glad I asked then. Yeah.
Yes. And then the reset, you're going to add in a half a cup of roots and tubers every day. And if you're still losing body fat, you can continue to add in a half a cup serving every day for a week. Okay, so it tells you, hey, my body can tolerate, you know, a large sweet potato every day. Hey, my body can only tolerate half a sweet potato every day. Helps you figure out how much fat you're losing. Now, if you're somebody who is lifting heavy weights, you're CrossFitting, you're very athletic, obviously you're going to tolerate more than someone who's sedentary.
So do you need to count calories on a paleo diet?
Never count calories, period, because it takes into account the hormonal effect of food, right? Food, a chicken breast and a donut each have 200 calories, but each has completely different metabolic consequences on the body. So I never count calories. I count carbs, and I really pay attention to blood sugar and hunger, energy, cravings.
So what illnesses would do really well? I mean, it's kind of a negative question, but
so,
I'm kind of...
No, but the whole reason I started using a paleo diet in my practice was to treat autoimmune conditions. So I was seeing everybody from multiple sclerosis to Sjogren's to lupus, Hashimoto's. Often people have more than one condition, Crohn's, colitis.
Because I'm, you know, I've been kind of freaking out. My sugar is up. I'm going to get retested. I'm like, okay, what does that mean?
That means that your body is not. It means either you're not getting enough exercise or you're eating too many carbs or a combination of both.
Too many carbs?
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay.
Flour. Well, you start with flour products, right?
Yeah.
Bread, pasta, cereal. Those are, clean those out, because those just have a very detrimental effect on your blood sugar and your insulin.
How about alcohol?
Alcohol, if you're that should count as your starch at a meal.
Okay.
But alcohol will alter your blood sugar too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Even though red wine is healthy, it doesn't mean it doesn't have sugar.
I just wonder, it could be stress, because I'm going through a grieving process, so that might have.
Totally. It can be stress. It can be sleep too, but foundationally, it's your diet. more than anything else.
Well, I'm glad to know that this is a great diet for some of those autoimmune, because we are seeing more of those, aren't we?
Totally. It's autoimmune, but also, you know, gut issues, food allergy, thyroid problems, immune dysfunction. Our grains in this country are genetically modified and processed in such a way that we can't digest them. I mean, I have clients who have Crohn's disease here, and they say, I can go to Italy and eat the pasta.
Wow, seriously?
Truly, because they don't adulterate the pasta there. They don't adulterate their flour. They don't soak it in pesticides and say that it's safe to consume. I mean, Europe, so even Kazakhstan has banned GMOs, and the USA says, hey, no problem.
Right. Cool. I do. You know what? I just want to remind everybody that's just tuning in with us right now. We're talking about a paleo diet. We're talking with Esther Blum. We're talking about cave women don't get fat. And you're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I do want to give out our phone number here, 419-0008, 419-0008. I'd love to give a couple tickets away. I know I want to keep talking, so we don't want to take another break right now. But Rubicon, the last 5 years, I've got tickets for that. We've also got tickets to Jason Love, and that is Laugh Out Loud. We've got one in Westlake and one in Camarillo, and I'd love to give you some tickets for that. Also, we've got tickets to Camelot, and that's at the Granada in Santa Barbara. Also, Shenyang, and we've got tickets for Hollywood and Thousand Oaks. So call us right now, 419-0008, and you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. All you have to do is leave us your name and number, and somebody will get back with you to let you know if you are one of the winners. Also, we've got, let's give away something on our Valentine's list. How about Somas Nut House gift? Mm. And talking about healthy, that's something great right there. So now, do you eat nuts and, you know, that kind of stuff on paleo?
Totally. You can have nuts, and if you have digestive issues where you have a hard time breaking them down, you can actually soak them the night before, soak them in some pineapple juice, which is rich in enzymes, digestive enzymes, or apple juice, and then you can light these, toast them at, you know, 200 degrees for 20 minutes, and that will really start the digestive process. You can absorb them better.
Now, Esther, what about like chili and beans and all that? Is that good for you?
Beans technically are not very paleo because they're really high in phytic acid. Same goes for soy. Really hard on the gut. Soy suppresses thyroid function. If you do tolerate beans, you know, I say soak them until they're sprouting, basically, and you will tolerate them much better that way and cook them very, very well.
Wow. Okay. So question, you know, you called this as you get older, everybody kind of gets that extra roll around their stomach, and I know that's so unhealthy. Is this something that you think can help with that?
Absolutely. And so, you know, basically the roll around our stomach, the muffin top, is it's high insulin and high cortisol, okay? And especially if you get it once you hit menopause, you know, we lose our waistlines during menopause and perimenopause. That's really all about insulin management. And especially if you are, you know, pear-shaped and then you go to apple-shaped, your body's saying, yeah, no, cut back on the carbs and pick up some weight.
Well, what about, like, diet teas? Or, like,
even food. That's not part of any paleo program.
I know, but, I mean, is that, like, a high sugary content issue? Food?
No, cheese is fat with very little protein in it. But what's going to happen is when you get diet cheese, you're going to get all sorts of junk oils and soybeans.
Right. I mean, like I'm drinking right here. It looks so healthy. It's a green. It's a coconut water and green tea. And then I turn it around. I know it's a paleo issue. And it says 7 grams of sugar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how are we supposed to get water healthy here?
Water.
You're just supposed to drink water and put some lemon juice in it.
Exactly.
Or seltzer if you really can't stand the taste of plain water.
So
water is great post-workout if you just say, okay, I just lifted really heavy weights and need a little extra hydration. Then you can do a post-workout. And that's the beautiful carb window is carbs have to be timed really well. And the time to eat them is closer to a workout and or before bed. Because also when we get into perimenopause and menopause, our sleep tends to get really disruptive. So if you have a little bit of carbs at night and a very complex starch, again, roots and tubers, then you're going to sleep better, and ultimately that will offset the
And then usually people say,
well,
don't eat sugar at night. So that's interesting.
Well, don't eat sugar. Yeah. Don't have a bowl of ice cream, but nobody's going to get like fat sweet, off half a sweet potato
yeah,
either.
Yeah. Right, right.
Got it.
I want to go back to the muffin top. So insulin, what? So how?
That's
what should
the
we
high
cha-
sugar.
Yeah, so what should we be changing? Is that the high sugar?
So again, doing lateral shifts, right? If you're somebody who eats cereal in the morning, instead, why don't you make your own nut granola and just break up shredded coconut and nuts and put in flax seeds and some almond or coconut milk? Or you can have, again, a protein shake, or you can have omelet or some sausage or bacon in the morning.
Why is dairy an issue here?
Dairy raises insulin levels. Even full-fat dairy is much better, but low-fat dairy, you really spike up your insulin levels, and then you're driving cortisol to be higher all over again.
I never knew that sugar had to do with cortisol.
Yeah, Esther, you know, I have to tell you, okay, so I went from, you know, eating the sugar to having a protein drink or having, you know, the almond milk and all that. Huh? I don't eat very much, but I'm not losing weight, and I walk pretty much every day. There's something else that's not, you know, I think my body changed. And so what would you say that could be?
I would say that you want to look at sleep. You want to look at digestion. You want to also think about weight, not just walking is wonderful fat burning, but it may not shift your metabolism, especially if you're doing the same thing every day.
Mm.
Your body's not going to change. You have to change up your workout routine.
Okay.
And the muscles, once you, especially women, we really need to train our upper bodies to boost our growth hormone and testosterone. And women are not. We're not doing push-ups. We're not, you know, lifting heavy weights. So
Esther, give us two new exercises that we should be doing and walk us through one day of eating.
Two new exercises you should be doing?
Yeah.
So push-ups, number one.
Really?
Okay. Push-ups.
How
and
many?
Do tricep dips.
I'm hiring a trainer.
I know. How many?
As many as you can. And if you can't start out with full-body push-ups, do them on your knees. But your breasts need to touch the floor.
Okay.
This is where yoga is great cross-training, right? When you do all those chaturangas, you really get down low. That's like a modified push-up as well. And certainly tricep dips on a bench or a chair, another great upper body exercise.
Wow. Okay. So push-ups on chair or push-ups on floor?
Tricep dips on a chair or bench.
Oh, tricep.
Push-ups
on
your knees. If you still can't do push-ups that way, start with a wall. Lean 4 inches back from a wall and do push-ups that way. But you got to keep your elbows in.
Okay. Can you come to my house? No.
Yes.
Okay.
I've had many trainers over the years who've taught me. That's how I learned. But it is important to hire someone to get your form down so you don't get injured.
There you go. Okay. What about eating?
Okay. So eating. So breakfast. Again, you could do eggs and sausage with tomatoes and onions for breakfast. For snacks, you can have some cashew butter on celery. For lunch, you can have, a walnut chicken salad with some apples cut up. For a snack, you can have a handful of almonds. For dinner, you could have some seared tuna or salmon with a seaweed salad. Just basic, or you could do a turkey chili without the beans and some steamed spinach. Simple. I snack on bone broth a lot, too. I make a lot of bone broth, put it in a mason jar, and I'll heat up a bowl for like an appetizer for breakfast.
Do you mean by bone broth?
Bone broth is a real paleo concept. I mean, bone broth is when you cook. It's a real nose-to-tail philosophy with eating the whole animal, right? So you could take chicken feet. You can take knuckle and neck bones from a cow. You could take chicken carcass. Okay, you pour it in a large, like I have a 7-quart slow cooker. So I put the bones in a slow cooker with a quarter cup of vinegar. I let that sit for 30 to 60 minutes because vinegar pulls out the collagen and the trace minerals from the bone that builds our own bone and heals inflammation in the gut and boosts immune function. And then I add in one onion, 2 peeled carrots, and 1 rib of celery.
I've made a decision. We're not going to have food people on before lunch, Kim.
Yeah, there
exactly.
You go.
Exactly.
I love it.
And you add 16 cups of water and you cook it on low for, 16 to 20 hours. And then I just store them in mason jars, and I cool them overnight in the fridge, and then I put them in the freezer. And I pull one out every couple days, and that it just gets drunk.
And do you drink it cold?
No. You warm it gently. Yeah. You never heat it over a rolling boil because that kills the collagen strands.
Wow.
But you heat it just like miso soup, just a low, just so you see a little steam coming up. That's it. You heat it on low.
Well, that's really interesting.
That's it. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what are we going to find in your book? You've given us amazing tips already, but what are we going to find in your book?
In my book, you're going to find meal plans. You're going to find recipes. You're going to find a comprehensive discussion on hormones and how to find your own unique carbohydrate tolerance. You're going to find a chapter on the importance of using organic cosmetics and hair products and hair dyes because toxins can also make us fat and overburden our system.
Oh, must
You're
be
have
hair products.
Clear understanding of protein, carbs, and fats, what they do to blood sugar. So it's directed at women, though. Most paleo diet books are directed at the male population. This is the first paleo diet book that really teaches women to understand
Esther,
that we do need more protein.
That's really interesting that you just said about the hair products. You know, I'm a hair therapist, and
what's
Oh, God, well, you know, most of us walk around, and I'm just going to say it out there. I know my listeners are like, we already know this, but most people walk around with their style that they've had from high school.
Oh, okay.
And so your life's changed. Your looks have changed. Your body's changed. And so I kind of go through all those steps to bring you really up to date and to have a style that's going to make you look good and feel good and do good.
Do you do consultations by Skype or phone?
Oh, yeah, I do all of that. Yeah. So, yeah, definitely. But my question is, I have become allergic to my hair color. Well, I'm not sure if it's my hair color, my shampoo. So I've been kind of doing like this whole process. But I know that I've worked with a lot of my clients that it's so weird. All of a sudden, something changes in your body. And so I want to honor my body and, you know, not keep doing color if that's something that's irritating it. But, you know, any thoughts on that?
I mean, go organic. You can
organic
I use
dyes.
Organic hair color, and it's great. I don't feel headachy. It doesn't burn my scalp. The color lasts the same as non-organic hair color.
Aviva
it's wonderful.
Has organic colors.
And, you know, I also cleanse a lot less. I have very curly hair, but I have learned over the years. I mean, I cleanse my hair once or twice a week.
And you know what? I'm glad you actually mentioned that because that is so. People think you have to wash your hair every day. You're actually just stripping your hair. And I actually specialize in curly hair. And you don't. You need to keep that oil in there to make sure that, you know, you don't need to wash every day. So,
And you can also cleanse. You know, if you go to the gym, you can put a few drops of lavender oil in some distilled water. And that will freshen up your scalp. And you can spray some of that. And
what do you think of dry shampoos?
I like them.
I think they're going to clog up your pores and, you know, stop sebum production, which will naturally condition your hair.
Oh, this is interesting. And now, Esther, this isn't your only book, is it?
No, it's my fourth book. I actually have three other books, Eat, Drink, and Be Gorgeous, The Eat, Drink, and Be Gorgeous Project, and Secrets of Gorgeous. You can find them all at estherblum.com.
You know what? Could you send those? I would love to have you back and talk more. This is so interesting, and I love what we're talking about here.
Yeah, get in touch with me after the show, and we'll get some out to you.
Sounds good. Yeah, I would love to have you back. Leave us with one tip that can really help us.
The one tip, and I've been on book tour and speaking and teaching a lot this year, and the one takeaway I have is, if this is too overwhelming for you, if you can't make a million changes at once, which most of us don't, and I don't myself, just start with breakfast. Just replace your breakfast cereal or your toast or even your grain-based, even your oat cereal. Replace it with protein and vegetables and fruit. And see how you feel in the morning. Your body is going to feel so different when you blend up some kale and berries and make a smoothie and have some wonderful pastured bacon or sausage or eggs than it will on a bowl of cereal in the morning. So give it a try.
One note on that. I've heard that you shouldn't mix your vegetables and your fruit. Any thought on that?
Yeah, I really, you know, I'm all about alkalinizing the body. I used to feel that way, and now I'm like, just get them in. I can't cherry pick every issue. I have to really look at the big picture, and not make people crazy.
Yeah.
You know, I make them crazy enough, right? With saying, do this.
Yeah,
do this.
I love all the things that we've talked about here. And again, Cave Women, Don't Get Fat. Esther, where do we find your book?
Find it at estherblum.com. And this is for international. You can find it all over. It's in Latvian right now.
Wow.
It's in Australia. It's in England. It's all over the place.
Where are you located?
I am in Connecticut, right outside New York City.
There you go. I love that we can talk to people all over the world.
There
thank
you, go.
You so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life.
Thank you.
We are at our end of our show, Sherry. And isn't that great?
Wow, went
We've
so
got
fast.
Another hour coming up from 2 to 3. And so we're going to head to go grab something to eat now, right? And then come back and do our show later. But I do want to remind everybody, thank you so much for joining us again. We've extended our hours 6 to 7, 7 to 8. Our phone number, 419-0008. We'd love you to be a part of our show. We're looking for great stories that are the brighter side. And if you know somebody or somebody that's made a difference in your life, I'd love to have them on and talk about it and share with you, because we all learn from other people's journeys, and that's really what this is all about. That's why I do my show every day. Again, it's not too late to call in right now, 419-0008. We've got Stomp tickets. I've got Harlem Globetrotters. We've got Ronald Reagan. We've got everything happening. And again, every time you call, you are entered to win a two-night weekend stay at the Sheraton. With that, I'll talk to you at 2 o'clock. Let us end our show with a moment of happiness. Let yourself move to the next chapter in your life. With that, we'll talk to you later.